Welcome to Gapology Radio with your hosts, Mark Tinas and Brian Brockoff, authors of the leadership development books, Gapology, IMBAR, and Speed of Purpose. At Gapology, our purpose is to help leaders achieve their greatest potential. To learn more about our groundbreaking books and training services, visit our website, gapology.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Gapology Radio. Mark Tinas is on a well-deserved family trip this week, but I didn't want you to go without a Gapology message, so I thought I'd put together this short teachable point of view for you to reflect on and share with your team. So today, let's talk about self-development. This topic is a critical winning leader behavior that we regularly see as we teach Gapology to teams nationwide. Growth is a basic human need, and focusing inward on how we can help to lead that effort for our own movement forward as leaders will put us miles ahead of our peers and competition. Self-development takes incredible discipline. As we typically lack external accountability, it's really up to us to make it worthwhile and help us move the needle in whatever we're pursuing. Sure, we can establish formalized goals within the scope of our yearly performance appraisals, and we definitely should do that. That process does drive up accountability through the use of our supervisor's influence. But the more important thing, however, is our commitment to developing our own skills. And here are a few tips to consider when putting this all together. First, wrap it in purpose. It's paramount to ensure that what you choose to develop will be a lasting process, one that you're driven to work on. With this clear reason for creating this extra work for yourself, it'll really help you hang in there for the long haul. Make this purpose big, create real desired outcomes, and clearly understand the reason for them. This must be personal for you. You need to create the why for it and know what it will all do for you in the end. Next, understand that you must build knowledge, skills, and experience. Whatever area you will work to improve must include all three things. You'll need to create change intellectually, where you think differently, and increase your overall knowledge of the subject being developed. And then due to the knowledge gained, you'll need to create a physical, skill-based change. You'll need to be able to do something different when it's all said and done. And then you'll need to practice to gain experience and grow your overall skills. It's also important to consider feedback. Look for ways to receive regular feedback from a skilled individual who can see your effort and progress, and then course correct your progress when needed and celebrate your successes. If a formal feedback process isn't already built in for the area you're working on, arrange regular time with a trusted and honest peer or colleague to share their insights. Next, establish goals, expectations, and milestones. With goals, you'll want to establish something to shoot for right from the start. Have that end in mind. Know what you're building and working toward. This is why understanding your purpose is so important to the process. The purpose helps give life and reasons to the goals. Once you understand your goals and objectives, set clearly defined expectations for yourself. Remember to include both components of clear expectations, a result that you want to achieve, which should be your goal, and the behaviors that you'll need to get there. Define and document both components. And then create milestones, regular check-in points that allow you to pause and reflect on how you're doing. These points will let you step back and see what's working and what's not. And then from there, you can course correct if needed. It's important to do all of this with grace, where you remain flexible in your pursuit of growth. And fourth, take a partner. There are many ways to do this. Invite someone to join you in your growth effort where you work and grow together. Or you may want to invite someone to just be an accountability partner, someone that you trust to be open and honest with you while providing coaching and feedback. I've already mentioned it before, feedback is important as it helps you to step outside of your own paradigm and look at your progress through another person's eyes. Every great athlete has a coach. Get your own here too. And lastly, get going. You just need to start. The first steps are often the most difficult, so jump in and get things rolling. If you feel off track, you may need to adjust things and course correct your efforts, but that's okay. This is your self-development plan after all, so be kind and gracious with yourself if you need to pivot a bit. The important thing here is to build momentum. Momentum will help keep your efforts moving forward. It's easy to stand still, and moving forward is tough. But close your gaps. Close your knowledge gap, close your importance gap, and close your action gap. High levels of commitment and discipline will be required here. Be thoughtful and strategic up front about what really matters and what areas you want to improve or leverage. Then build a strong plan with a partner or mentor and get going. Take that first step to a whole new world. And that's it for today. For more information on Gapology, head on over to our website, gapology.org. Everyone have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been a Gapology Institute production. Visit us at gapology.org.